This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Little free libraries. You've probably seen these whimsical boxes on street corners or in front yards, inviting passersby to take a book or leave a book. Tens of thousands of them are set up worldwide, many here in the Boston area. Last week, the founder of the Little Free Library movement, Todd Bowl, died. Cognoscenti commentator Carrie Goldberg reflects on Bowl's legacy. His libraries do not just encourage sharing, they may teach us a thing or two about humanity.
When I first set up my family's little free library on our front steps, it brought nothing but a nice wave of neighborly approval. Then one day, all the books were gone. 2 dozen, all at once. I refilled the box. They disappeared again. And again. My pleasant benevolence curdled into sour bafflement. Who does that? Who sees a batch of books meant for everyone and takes them all? One acquaintance said it had to be someone who'd shut down their moral imagination and just wasn't thinking about how their actions affected others. He said we just have to keep believing that we're all sinners sometimes, and it's still worth trying to be kind. Others said I had no grounds to complain, because you can't steal free books. Neither argument made me feel much better. I left the box out there anyway, though, emptier but still running. One day, I happened to look out the window and see who took the books. It was a man I'd noticed around the neighborhood before, always in a dark, soiled raincoat, often talking to himself. Suddenly, the disappearing books took on a whole different hue. Whether he was selling them at a nearby bookstore or keeping them, he was using more heavily a neighborhood resource that he probably needed more than the rest of us. It was like the old socialist maxim, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. Our abilities were different, and his needs were different. Over time, I found that even when the man occasionally emptied out the whole box, my neighbors would quickly fill it up again. So, at first, I thought my little library was like a battleground between good and evil. The moral of that story would be comforting, that the good, the givers, outnumber the bad, the takers. But now, I think we have to add another dimension, fortune and misfortune. To put in books, you have to be both good and fortunate in that you love books and have a surplus. To take out too many books, well, maybe you're just unlucky. Thanks to Todd Bowl, the founder of Little Free Libraries, billions of books have been shared. Not long before he died, he told an interviewer that he was the most successful person he knew. I would add this to his list of accomplishments. His movement cast more light on human nature. And mostly, at least when we're giving and taking books, we're really not so bad.
Carrie Goldberg is the editor of WBUR's Common Health. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. You can find this essay and many more at WBUR.org.